Awakening early Sunday morning, I had breakfast at Boys Town and then boarded a cattle car bus for the short ride to the Navy Yard. My brother Brand had invited me for a tour of his ship. Once inside the main gate, I walked the brief distance to where the battleship Pennsylvania rested in dry dock and waited alongside for Brand's arrival. On board the Pennsylvania, the ship's band had already assembled on the rear deck, awaiting 8 a.m., the time the huge stars and stripes would be raised to their accompaniment of the national anthem. Standing nearby, I continued taking in the quiet and orderly activities. Casually, I noticed several single-engine planes in silhouette coming in on a glide path toward the harbor. Not too far distance from these, I saw still more planes of another flight. Their outline was dark and unrecognizable. Then explosions began. Explosions all around me. The planes would pull up from where they had been low over the water, circle, and come in again. More were joining them. As they pulled up and circled, their colors became visible. The red ball became easily recognized on fuselage and wing. These were Jap planes. They were making torpedo runs, bombing runs, strafing runs. The Japs were attacking Pearl Harbor, for God's sake! Smoke began rising, small at first, but rapidly increasing into huge, billowing clouds from explosive detonations deep within stricken ships. Fuel oil from ruptured ship's tanks began covering the surface of the harbor's clear waters. Then fire began spreading on the floating fuel. At first, I just stood there, mouth wide open, staring in total disbelief. Flying metal, bomb fragments, bullets all around, bouncing like hailstones off the concrete. It was like standing in the middle of a hailstorm in North Dakota. I backed against a nearby structure, probably an electric substation, stood still, and watched.